A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's Independence Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
There is no industry, but people, they have to hustle in the street. Yeah. You could find a doctor in the street. You could find a mechanic in the street. You could find anyone, any profession in the street, but it's making up. So everyone have to work for himself. That's the motto in Zimbabwe. And you should find a way to survive. It's survival of the fittest.
Zvatakarwira zvacho, minda yakatorwa nevanhu vashoma-shoma ivo vari kumusoro ikoko. Kuitira kweeducation mukati meZimbabwe, kupiwa kweruzivo kumayouth edu, ndochimwe chinhu chandinoti takapiwa kubva paindependence.
Ndinoona mina kunzima kakhulu kuti abantu nje kumbe abaphilayo kumkhono weZimbabwe bazwisise ukuthi uPresident Mugabe angabe exoxa ngaliphi lizwe njalo exoxa ngani, ngoba esikubonayo thina ukuthi i-economy umkhonomi uyawa njalo abantu kabasela themba lokuthi izinto zizabuya zilunge ngembana kwesikhathi esingaside kakhulu. Asazi ukuthi yena uPresident lokhu akubonayo ukubona ngaliphi, kodwa kwandile nje ukuthi abantu abasemandleni bangaboni ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso yikho lokho ukuthi hhayi abantu ababubona ububelo lobu obubonwa nguPresident mhlawumbe lalabo abasebenza bedlalela eduze la.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 36.
On this day in 1980, Southern Rhodesia gained independence from British rule, taking the name Zimbabwe. The day marked the end of racial segregation after a protracted war of liberation that claimed many lives. In the 90-year span that Zimbabwe was a colony, it was administered by the British South African Company under the name Rhodesia and the responsible government under the name Southern Rhodesia.
Both administrative systems were under the British monarchy. In 1965, Zimbabwe became autonomous and was led by a white segregationist government after rebel Prime Minister Ian Douglas Smith made a unilateral declaration of independence, or UDI. And of course, from June 1979, the Republic of Southern Rhodesia was replaced by Zimbabwe Rhodesia after Abel Tendekai Mzurewa won the first majority elections. Lacking international recognition after about 3 months, the country was taken back into the hands of Britain as per the Lancaster House Agreement, which was meant to facilitate transition. The country once again became a British colony known as Southern Rhodesia. In the April 1980 elections, Robert Mugabe, head of the Zimbabwe African National Union, or ZANU, won the majority and became the first Prime Minister of independent Zimbabwe.
Yabukambe Zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapho likhona kula ngapho siyakwazi ukuthi liyawasithilanga namhlanje abantu bathakazelela uzibuse. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona ngapho lapha elikhona lingathini ngozibuse lowo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sibili impi yenkululeko yaliwa ngabantu abaningi. Abanye balimala, abaningi bafa. Kodwa ke lamhla singathi iZimbabwe ikuphi kulandela ke uzibuse. Siyakwazi ukuthi abanye benu liyakhuluma sibili ukuthi hayi kungana kuhambe kahle. Ye, ikho likubona khona ngapho. Sifuna lisitshele lamhlanje ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani lapha elikhona. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nansi inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunjalo zulu kandaba. Ngenani kathesi kuhlelo sixoxeni. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa kukhulunywa ngozibuse liyakwazi ukuthi inhliziyo iyabitshaya kancane asitshoveni sibone mfowethu
wonke ukahama wadiwa nasi izuva rakakosha munhoroondo yenyika zuva iro Zimbabwe inenge ichipemberera kuwana kuzvitonga kuzere nekuti musi uno muna 1918 kubvumbi ndo pakadzikiswa mureza uya weUnion Jack pachikwidzwa mureza weZimbabwe nyika ichibva yatanga kuwana kuzvitonga kuzere saka tada kudzwa kwamuri imi vateereri kuti manga muripi 1980 panguva inoyi kune vamwe vanga vazvarwa kune vasati tida kuti mutiudzewo kuti zvinhu zvakakumirirai sei muZimbabwe umu Gibbs
yebo kambe ke sifisa ukuthi kona ngapho ke edodito kona ngapho ke eBybridge yeDulibatsimu lakona ngapho ke ePlumtree ngena nikuhlelo zulukandaba eGwanda kona ngapho eJaunda kuzobuya eChinoyi sibekwazi kona ngapho ke lemagapa kona ngapho ke eMbare funani zulu sixoxeni ukuthi sibone ukuthi singakhulumani ngeIndependence sizwile namhla ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe sithi ukaya ngazani kula mankampani asabunjwayo eZimbabwe lamanye asathuthukiswayo futhi ukuthi ayenze impahla ngendlela enganiphezulu uthi ke lokho kwenza ukuthi eZimbabwe libe lomsebenzi ethize kodwa bakhona impela abaningi abathi umdala lapha ubezikhulumela nje njengoba imisebenzi ingani kayikho so sifuna ukuzwa ngani impela zulu nasi isikhathi senu asifuna ukuchitha isikhathi sifuna linalifone sixoxeni khulumani sizwe kunjalo fowethu
I think we have our first guest Gibbs that is Mr. Obet Gutu spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change opposition party Mr. Gutu good evening
good evening blessing good evening Gibbs happy independence day to all listeners
Thank you so much and happy independence day to you too Mr. Gutu I know you had a prior engagement our time is limited we have about 10 minutes with Mr. Gutu Gibbs, you can start the ball.
Right, Mr. Gutu, what is your view on today's date? You know, this is independence. I think you are enjoying. You are a free man, right?
Yeah, we are free, but we don't have freedom. I was just looking at Joshua Ngomo's book, you know, The Story of My Life. There's a very interesting quotation. From that very historic book, The Story of My Life. Deliberately, I would like to quote this because, look, he's the founder, is one of the founding nationalists, and his views cannot, I could not put it better. I quote, the hardest lesson of my life has come to me late. It is that a nation can win freedom without its people becoming free. Close quote. This is Joshua Ngomo, 1983. Basically, this captures what I would say is present-day Zimbabwe. We have gained freedom, but the people are not free. That's the tragedy. It's a historic day, yes. We understand some of us in 1980, we vividly remember we were young teenagers. We remember the excitement, Bob Marley and the Wailers playing and everything, the euphoria of Uhuru and everything. It has been a betrayal of all that enthusiasm. It has been a complete betrayal of the sons and daughters who paid, of the soil, who paid the, you know, ultimate price to make sure we gain independence from British colonial rule from both sides of the armed liberation movements, ZIPRA and the ZANLA. They were young men and women who were so dedicated. Some left school at an early age. Some didn't even go to school. They believed in the virtue of freedom. But most of those, especially those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, is they were going to wake up today. If we're going to resurrect them today, I'm sure they'll just shed tears of blood. It has been an utter, complete betrayal, sad.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Not yet Uhuru, says Mr. Gutu there. And we have our second guest, Mr. George Mukwananzi, deputy spokesperson for the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And of course, today is April 18th, a very significant day in the history of the nation. What is your take on Zimbabwe's independence?
Well, this is a day of mourning. It is supposed to be the day when Zimbabweans reflect and reminisce that that's the day that they got their independence. But there is nothing to show for it. All that's there around them is disintegration, degradation. You know, everywhere there is decomposition and decay, you know, that has been presided over by Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. We are here talking about a country that has totally lost direction, and they are in search of the compass without any hope that they will ever find it unless the captain changes. We are here talking about a country that has no currency of its own, and yet they are clamoring every day that they liberated people, and yet they take them back to the currents of the so-called colonialists and the neo-colonialists. So it's a very embarrassing act that we have a disgraceful, you know, team of people who call themselves our liberators.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkonanzi. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 36. Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to be placing a picture of Cecilo Mamage, Aras Banda. Aras Banda, how are you? I'm
going
to be here. I'm going to be here. I'm going to Yeah, natu tabu ngati nilapa skulu mapela ngozibuse. La mtla 18 April pela. 36 after independence ngati nikates.
Abuna zibuse la Zimbabwe.
Uchoni mam.
Abuna zibuse Zimbabwe wata na vatu pela. Abuna mtsewe njira hambe koli. Vele vetu. Vele kutu ngati zibuse wangona zibuse.
Kodwa ubona ngazani nxa sikhuluma ke ngokuthi abantu bakhululeka akula kukhululeka yini?
Hayi vele akula kukhululeka. Singathi manje bakhona bakhululekileyo kumbe babephathe kwisayo kumbe ingayiyo abakhululekileyo.
Nxa sesikhangela ke okunye khona ngapho ke esingathi yikudla into ezinjalo njengoba ke kungazani kule El Nino lay uhulumende ulenzelani ngesikhathi se-independence kanti? I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house. So that was Mrs. Panda. She is in Cholocho. She was saying that, you know, there's no independence to talk about in Zimbabwe. She says there are no jobs. And most kids are actually going to South Africa to look for jobs. And in most cases, they come back in coffins. You know, she says it's a sad kind of situation. And at the end of the day, she says, you know, the president should actually rest or retire or be pushed out of power through elections in 2018. She says that's the only alternative. I mean, at the end of the day, She's very concerned about what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Gutu. Vagutu tombo zogera kwa muri manyora imi tsamba ku vatorive na wakano tiatroti joint statement ne mamwe mapato. Muchitaura nezve zuva reindependence. Muchidimbu chichaita kuti mutore danwe.
Chanyanyisa kuti titore danwe ratatora iroro. Inyaya kuti isuse mapato ma opposition political parties muZimbabwe. Tose zvedu takatungamirirwa nema principles edu tanyanyofara kuti initiative yacho yakatobva kuma principles vakatanga vachitaurirana pachavo Dr. Davengwa, Dr. Sangirai, Dr. Makoni, Comrade BT, nevamwe vose, Mai Chikasha. Vakati, tinoona kuti ino uwandu wedu, chinangwa chedu chacha yote kana zochitoropodza. Chinangwa chedu ndechimwe chete. Ndechokuwa na kuti nyika yeZimbabwe yedu yechipikirwa iwe neutongi wejekerere. Utongi wakuti wekutsa ruzhinji chaiko chaiko kuti vanhu vazhinji vanobudirira vachikwanisawo kuti tiri munyika yedu tiri kugara takafara. Chatiri kurwira chitose tiri kuda kuti utongi hwomumbimbi ndoga hwoudzvanyiriri hwapresident Mugabe neZANU-PF hubve. Saka vakati zvinogobatsirei tikati nouwandu hwedu takadaro 10 or more topa imwe neimwe party statement yayo. Asi tikatsoropodza mastatement iwawo toona tichange tichingotaura almost the same language raising almost the same issues. Hazvingavi nani here kuti tiise musoro pamwe chete kuti tipe statement imwe chete sezvo chinangwa chedu chimwe chete. Tikaona sekuti zvazviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru takatogara pasi. Takashanda zvakanaka mapato akasiyana siyana tichifonerana tichiita mameeting tichigara pasi kudzikana draft statement. Munoona pane pagara vanhu vakawanda kama statement inombochanga yakareba zvokureba zviya zvino kuti munongoziva mapolitician zvokutaura nezvokunyora ndo zvatofarira kudzikana kuti azogara pasi futi kuti makomrade ngatiitei kuti statement yedu ive more compact tobata zvipi zvatingati izvo madingindira mamain team atinoda bata ndaapi. Tikaona sekuti ndo nyaya idzo toda kubata idzodzo dzatanyora nyaya dzefreedom dzokurespecta constitution nyaya dzezveminda nezvimwe zvakadaro tokubata zokwenenzvera tikadaro tikazoendesa statement kumaprinciples. Maprinciple ndobva vaitarisa vakagadzirisa zvaigadzirisa and tinofara kuti nezuro late afternoon statement yakanga yava red ndobva yaendeswa kunemi vapepetu venawo. Saka zvinofadza.
Tinotenda zvikuru vagutu. Regai titore imwe mutereri wedare parunhare. Mukoma Mike makadii?
Hai, ndiri raiti mukoma.
Aiwa, tiri nani. Maswera muchiiteko nhasi zuva reindependence kudai?
Hapana kungotenderera naro sango tichizama kuti pamwe tingararama zvinozvikuita mukoma. Hapana ungagara ukagara futi uchiti independence zvinhu zvisingafambi zvakanaka hapana chinobuda.
Chii chisiri kufamba zvakanaka apa mukoma Mike?
Mukoma hapana mabasa, hamuna mabasa muno muSouth Africa, tingotambura muno muSouth Africa hapana chatiri kushanda.
Saka poitwa sei manje kuti mudyewo mafuta enyika mukoma Mike?
Ini zviri kutotinetsa kuti makore ose aya apera ose zvinhu zvacho zvirikuramba zvakangomira nerongo. Handisi kunzwisisa unene
hazvina kumira mushe.
Hazvina kumira mushe, handisi kuziva kuti pari kumboitikei izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Mike tichivimba kuti pada zvichagadzirika.
Tiri kuchema mabasa munyika, hatina mabasa, tiri kutambura zvakanyanyisa muno muSouth Africa. Tiri kuchema mabasa kuti kudai hurumende yemubatanidzo yakatibatsira kuti agona kuwana mabasa tigone kuraramisa vavingina vari pasi.
Ko zvinombonzika kuSouth Africa zviri kufaya nhai mukoma Mike?
Hapana chiri kufaya.
Ndoona kababa Tenzini vachiti tiri kuripwa kugara tigere kuno, hakuna kumira mushe.
Hakuna kurimira mushe, unourawa neurawa usina kuita mhosva.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs, you heard there from our caller Mike in South Africa. He's saying all is not well, no jobs, and you know, he's complaining also the same issue that they are in South Africa, but they don't feel safe. There are a lot of killings that are going on in South Africa. Zimbabweans being targeted, and he's saying it's not a healthy situation.
So sikesiye kuba umkhwananzike sizwe ukuthi angathini ngakhona kungani kubhekwe izalwane zeZimbabwe isiphandle kwamanye amazwe esingathi amazweni amaningi kakhulu baba mkhwananzi kambe babalekele indoda eyodwa kuhamba njani kuyalungiswa njani khonoku okuhlupha iZimbabwe.
Yeah, khona yinto ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bachithekane bahlakazeka umhlaba wonke bebalekela umuntu abathi bona yibona abamkhethileyo bamfake emandleni. Akasuye yedwa, baningi njengoba ngingasho ukuthi baliqembu. Ukususwa kwakhe noma engasuswa yena mathupha, uma kulokhu sabusa iqembu lakhe kutsho ukuthi konke imikhutshana yonke emibi iyoqhubeka ikhona. Yikho-ke akukuhleke ukuthi abantu bachitheke bagcwale umhlaba wonke. Sikhuma antu nje wena use-America khonapho nabanye abanye kubo-Australia, New Zealand, everywhere kubo-UK, abanye bagcwele lapha e-South Africa. njengoba esho loo ndoda ukuthi khona lapha nakhona akuphephanga, abantu bayahlukunyezwa, bayabulawa. Ukuhlala kwakhona kufana nomuntu ohleli phezu kwesihlahla ahlale evula amehlo abe neqiniso ukuthi akazumeki, ngoba angazumeka uzokuwa. Yiyo isimo esikhona, isimo esikhona lapha e-South Africa. Akukho ukuzinza, umuntu wonke uhlalele evalweni.
So there was that was Mr. Mkhwananzi. He's saying that you know, the lives of Zimbabweans living in the diaspora or neighboring countries is very tough. You know, he says it's like people just staying on a tree, you know. You make sure that you don't fall asleep, otherwise you know what happens, right? You just fall.
That's it. Of course, it's a cause for concern, because there were reports last year, even with the Zimbabwean embassy in South Africa, confirming that about 400 Zimbabweans were dying in South Africa every month. Every month. And mostly, most of those who were being repatriated had been murdered in South Africa. Mr. Gutu, we had said 10 minutes, your last word.
Yeah, it's. I was just listening to the story of the comrade from South Africa. It makes my heart sink. It's sad. It's depressing. But that's the reality. That you cross over the border into South Africa, you find thousands, if not millions, of our young men and women who are there. They are living rough. They have no jobs, and they are obviously targets of xenophobic attacks. And most of them, you find them, they'll be, you know, some are even now beggars, you know, the traffic, Robert-controlled intersections, and they are scrounging for a living. And you then ask yourself, is this the Zimbabwe that we have comrades who died for, to have young people leaving their homes, going over to South Africa, to live like this, like, you know, virtual tramps and slaves? Each and everyone you talk to, they tell you, Mdara, I want to come back home. If I could get a job, if things could be better. So this is the legacy really of President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF. To say they have pauperized the majority of the people. They have killed the Zimbabwean dream. And really my last word is that, I mean, for as long as we have Mr. Mugabe and his crew at Scones, at State House, at number one Chanzan Avenue, Harare, we can forget. It will be more suffering. So, sad. I just hope that something will have to give in. We want a democratic change in this country, peaceful democratic change. I just hope that Mugabe, now that he's got a grandson, maybe you will see the wisdom of resting and going to Gushungo estates and in retirement. Having a look at these cows being milked, and perhaps babysitting his grandson. That's my parting shot, really.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu, for joining us this evening. I know you had a prior engagement, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, comrades.
Thank you. We have another caller. Tinemwe mtereri vabu nundofunga makadi. I want him come a blessing.
Hello. Oh, it's Mkoma blessing. I'm doing well.
Imuri right here. You might come cheat us here. That's by independence, would I?
There was nothing.
Panga pas na yutamba.
That you go ring go na no aching. Yeah, papa sina.
Isusu kamazo, atanga ticha kura time buenda ku waenda ni preti yako so ku independence. Opi wa wani bonzo rakure nyama ni sadza. Akusizini.
Vanhu vararikuitawo gathering magatherings yende, but it was not in the high mood.
Chii chiri kuita kuti zvinhu zvisanyanyo fadzi?
Vanhu vari frustrated, vamwe vanongona sezvisina zvazvobasa. Like zvazvicharwa ke nemukoma weSouth Africa uyo, you see. Just after independence 1980, vanhu vaigona kuda kudzidza, akadzidza kana asina kudzidza aigona enda kaongonofurira basa, ongowanawo basa rinoenderana nelevhel yake. But zvinezvi manje munhu ane akatodzidza wacho ndiye ari kutoona moto, because you look at some of these school leavers vanoenda kumayunivhesities vari kudzoka back otogara kutengesa matomatoes, kutengesa airtime. Saka there's no meaning.
Hazvina kumira mushe. Saka kana zvadai nai mukoma bhunhu po kugadziriswa sei?
I think we need a new era yetinotowana independence, because ndoona sokuti hangu vanhu vakangowana ka independence kaperiod kadidiki just after 1980. Then thereafter it was suffering through and through. Ma90s vanhu vakutotanga kutambura, ma95 98, makampanies vachivhara and so forth. Saka panotoda kutotanga kupatsva chaiko.
Aiwa, tinotenda foni yacho inobva yanga yakatawo. But that's Mr. Bonuse there is lamenting the fact that there are people are unemployed, you know, and he says it's a cause for serious concern, and he says people enjoyed independence only for a brief period, but now all is not well. People are suffering, people are frustrated.
What story ke umnumzana uMandla osecungweni lapho Ndlovu. Baba Mandla Ndlovu, ungawunjani?
Yaphila njani tu?
Ngasiphile kakhulu Ndlovini. Kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, good, hayi.
Ngiyehlisa mbijani imsakazi wakho.
Hayi, ngikhatshana la vele.
Ye, siyabe siwuzwa xa sikhuluma la.
Ya,
yeah, okay. So ungathini mnumzana ngosibusi?
Lapha mna into engayitsho ukuthi hayi, uzibuse yena akakho vele, asicelebrate into enje ngoba asizibusi lapha, anti siyabuswa. Wazenzela umathanda bona yibo abezanu p f lo mgabo wabo kuphela ama-members akhona abangaselebreta leli langa ngoba bazenzela umathanda. Thina sibulawa yindlala, so hayi okokuthi sithi khona siyazibusa, sithi siyaliphakazelela leli langa njengokungathi asilangqondo ze
po manjeqhubeka Ndlovu.
Into nje singathi nje kuphele
singaenzaoti ngyenze so Ndlovu, cela ubambe khonapho. Siyabuya kuwe, kodwa uyehlise le radio phela kancane, ubambe khonapho mayekatshana.
And also Mr. Mkwananzi, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk, and of course we'll post this discussion on our Facebook page, our Shona page, the Bele page, and also our English page later on. Gibbs,
yeah, this land delegate on Facebook siyavisile ukuthi ayithanda ngolo kona be America lingakhohlwa upper street lamdlaj. Yeah, this is Gibbs Dube in Washington DC saying stay tuned
and I'm blessed.